With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. More than 200 units of affordable housing are coming to Missoula, local officials announced today. It's part of a big public-private collaboration involving several entities. Edward O'Brien reports.
This is a big deal, Missoula. This is a real big deal.
That's County Commissioner Dave Strohmeyer. Missoula's housing market is notoriously expensive. According to the Missoula Organization of Realtors, the median price of a Missoula home reached a record high last year of $290,000. Local renter incomes, meanwhile, dropped almost 5% to about $29,000. And according to last year's point-in-time survey, Missoula had one of the highest homeless populations in the state at 293. Again, County Commissioner Dave Strohmeyer.
We want to move the needle related to homelessness and providing for those who are most vulnerable in our community. And I can tell you today, with some level of confidence, that I think this is a big step in that direction.
Missoula County is donating a 4-acre parcel of land near the local detention center on the west side of town to a group of nonprofits who will then build a 130-unit housing complex. At least 30 of those units will be reserved and deeply subsidized for the chronically homeless. The remaining apartments will be rented to people making less than 60% of area median income, or roughly $31,000 a year for individuals. Another 70 apartments will be built at the now vacant Skyview Mobile Home Park on Missoula's west side. The Missoula Housing Authority, a nonprofit called Homeward, and the for-profit Blue Line Development proposed to construct the housing, which will be financed using low-income housing tax credits, meaning Missoula taxpayers will not foot the bill for these housing projects, says Aaron Fowler-Pahan, the city's Housing and Community Development Director.
That's absolutely correct. This project is funded through private equity and through grants and other philanthropic contributions, but not through taxpayer contributions.
The larger apartment complex will also include a so-called navigation center to offer services to renters, including the chronically homeless and people re-entering the community from the criminal justice system. Pahan describes the plan, which includes help navigating health care, as a game changer for Missoula.
I think that this is not only going to ensure that people have a safe, stable place to go and that they're not dying on the streets, but a development like this has the potential to save our community millions of dollars every year in uncompensated care in our hospital systems and in inappropriate levels of care through police, fire, and our jail and sheriff's department.
Organizers say local nonprofits, including Open Aid Alliance, the Poverello Center, and Partnership Health Center will help design programming to help the chronically homeless stay off Missoula's streets. Lori Davidson is executive director of the Missoula Housing Authority.
If any one of the pieces here wasn't here, it wouldn't be happening. I can't tell you how excited we are.
The project will take a while to take root. Developers say even under the best of circumstances, construction probably won't start until at least next summer, followed by an 18-month build-out phase. As of now, the county hasn't even yet formalized the land donation. Commissioners are expected to sign a letter this week expressing their intent to donate the land off Mullen Road. Public comment will be taken during that Wednesday meeting, with more to follow. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.